Well, it's been a huge 2023 in many regards, including in the legal world, from the Ben Robert Smith defamation trial to Queensland legislating that accused rapists could be named before they are committed to stand trial. So how have those big legal stories and others shaped the future of the legal world here in Queensland and around the country? For the answers to that, I'm joined by one of our regulars, Calvin Ganek, former police officer and now managing director of Ganek and Associates, and he specialises in criminal law and professional misconduct. Calvin, a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to 4BC Afternoons just before Christmas.
Hi, Bianca. How are you?
We've got a few topics to fly through, but let's start with Queensland's youth crime crisis. What have you made of the government's response to the changes and announcements they've made this year?
Yes, it's an ongoing problem, isn't it? I've said previously to Sophie when I've been on the show, I don't think anyone around the world has found a solution to youth crime. So it's a little bit hard to be overly critical, but the simple fact is, as I've said previously, is it's a little bit harsh criticising, I think, the legal system, because by the time they get to the legal system, it's too late. They've already lost respect for anyone in authority, and it's really a social issue that, again, I say, I don't think anyone around the world has found the solution to just yet.
Yeah, early intervention's got to be one of those solutions, I think. This year also marked 50 years since the Whiskey A Go-Go bombing. Crazy to think it's been that long, and we still don't truly know what happened.
No, that's right. And the proceedings before the state coroner are still on foot. We're waiting for final submissions and a judgment from the state coroner. But what that case is probably the last time in Queensland that observers get to sit down and see an old traditional trial. That was an inquest where there were no recordings, there was no CCTV footage. It was just simply witnesses being called one after another and recalling, trying to recall what happened 50 years ago. So those types of trials are few and far between and probably non-existent moving forward.
Yeah, I don't think I can recall what happened 5 minutes ago, let alone 50 years ago.
That's right.
It's got to be tough.
Yeah, and, you know, the purpose of that with the Attorney General ordering a further inquest was to try and get some resolution as to what actually happened back then for those people who are still alive. And the trouble with that inquest and with that was a lot of witnesses have obviously passed and the fading of memory across 50 years.
Do you think that's one that should have come about a whole lot sooner than it has?
Yes, in hindsight. And again, to be fair, there were a number of attempts to do that. It's just one of those cases that is embedded in the Queensland history of criminal offences, I guess, that in hindsight, there's a number of spaces where there could have been some consideration to go about that a little bit different. So hopefully the state coroner answers some of those questions.
Yeah, we're likely to see those findings probably next year. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's right. So at this point in time, the parties are still furnishing submissions. Obviously, it was a very long inquest, complex evidence. It's pretty much reviewing High Court of Appeal decisions dated back, you know, 40, 50 years.
Now, the big one here in Queensland, no doubt, was the legal change to allow accused rapists to be named before they're committed to stand trial. And we've seen some high-profile examples of that already. Bruce Lerman springs to mind. I've spoken about this a lot on this show when it's come up before. How important do you think this tweak to the legislation has been?
Yeah, so I might have a slightly different view to some of your viewers in regards to this change in legislation. It certainly has been a big change and engaged a lot of community debate and certainly debate amongst the legal fraternity. And that is not just in regards to offences of a sexual nature, but that is in this day and age when the reporting is no longer regulated like it once was with qualified journalists through reputable reporting newspapers and radio stations, etc., with social media, that really the presumption of innocence is being eroded. And in regards to these particular types of offences, that legislation that was in place, although there's another side to that coin that it's unfair to victims that I appreciate, it certainly was the sort of last step in protecting that presumption of innocence that only existed to the point where the court ruled there was a case to answer, not even a conviction. So at the same time that it addresses one side to the argument in regards to taking into account the victim's welfare and position in regards to those type of awful offences, it also continues to erode what I advocate for all the time is maintaining the presumption of innocence. So not just for sex offences. I note the Law Society published an article only this week supporting the non-publication of anyone's identity until it has been identified that there's a case to answer, not just in regards to sex offences. So this in particular for 2023 has brought much debate amongst the community and also the legal fraternity.
My guest is Kelvin Ganek. We're going through some of the biggest legal developments of 2023. I have to agree with you there. I don't think the change should have been made here in Queensland. I think that the system was right, that we shouldn't have published names until they are committed to stand trial, until there is enough evidence before the court to say, yep, you can actually go to trial. And I'm seeing a lot of these non-publication orders come through. That must be tying up the court's time.
Yes, and I think the court will ultimately settle. It's new law, so there's got to be some time for the court to find its feet in that space. So I don't think the non-publication orders will be a trend. It'll remain an exception given the way the legislation is drafted. But it's certainly the case that, you know, particularly for the tones and the context of what sex offenders perception within society, perhaps quite rightly so, is it just gave that layer of protection for those occasions, and I certainly don't want to overstate it, but those occasions where the allegation ends up not being quite substantiated as and a conviction is not obtained.
Yeah, absolutely. Bruce Lerman was one of those ones who was named after that legislation was changed. Let's talk about him briefly. There's the defamation case which is on foot right now. He's suing Channel 10 and Lisa Wilkinson over the coverage of the Brittany Higgins rape allegations.
Yeah, so when you talk about cases in Australian history, this will probably go down as one of those. Commissioner Sofronoff during the inquiry described it as the most infamous case in recent times. And it just keeps going on and on. It started in 2022 with the aborted trial in Canberra, and then the inquiry that occurred at the beginning of this year. And as you say, Bianca, we're in the midst of the defamation proceedings that are on foot in Sydney at the moment in between Lerman and Higgins. Lerman and Channel 10. And then next year, as we know, has been reported in the media, we'll deal with proceedings in regards to Senator Reynolds taking that same course of action.
Yeah, and I note Senator Reynolds has moved to freeze Brittany Higgins' assets. My guest is Kelvin Ganek, and we'll return after the break with arguably the biggest other case of the year for the nation, Ben Robert Smith.